Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Spokesperson for the American College of Emergency Physicians. She's Dr. Lee. And the Dr. Lee Vinoker Show.
Hi, and welcome to the show, Health from the Outside In on Radio MD. My first guest, a very interesting topic, is Dr. Carol Boyd. She is a research professor of addiction at the University of Michigan in the Department of Psychiatry. And this is a topic that they found that medical marijuana can pose a risk to teens for addiction more than, say, teens that are just smoking it in college and obtaining it illegally. So welcome, Dr. Boyd. Thanks for being on the show. So what, first of all, made you even kind of look at this area of addiction? Because, you know, that was the whole controversy with legalizing medical marijuana and then sometimes decriminalizing it in some states was this notion, you know, the federal government that still classifies it as a dangerous drug says it's because it's a gateway drug to addiction. And a lot of health professionals now have kind of said, okay, it maybe really isn't to larger drugs and it has some use. And that's why we've sort of started to decriminalize it and allow medical marijuana in a lot of states.
Right. Well, it's certainly a complicated issue. And to answer your first question, I come from a state that has medical marijuana. And we were interested, my team was interested, in finding out whether youth who use medical marijuana because they have their own state authorized card versus youth who use medical marijuana from their friend's source or from somebody else's source versus someone who uses marijuana on the street market, from the street market.
Mm-hmm.
And what we found was that youth that are using someone else's medical marijuana, that group was at the highest risk for engaging in all different kinds of substance use behaviors. They were drinking more, they were using more, they were more likely to use prescription pills, and they certainly were using marijuana more frequently.
Hmm.
When we compared them to medical marijuana users with their own car, or what of more interest is those that use the street market. Those are the ones that we think of as just our marijuana users.
Huh.
And
well,
that was unexpected. We didn't expect that.
But if you think about it, you know, if somebody is using someone's prescription for anything else, you know, they must be highly seeking a drug. You know, we see it with Adderall and all kinds of other things. So I would think that that type of person, you know, I mean, I guess your thinking initially was if you're getting it on the street, you're really addicted. But, you know, it's more difficult. It's maybe haphazard. But taking advantage of a friend, it's almost like that's the most manipulative behavior, wouldn't you see? These are teens that are taking advantage of a friend's problem, whatever the drug. So I would think they would be the most highly addictive.
Well, I think you raise a good point. We thought that it was the group, though, with the medical marijuana card that would be the ones that would be more likely to have all of these substance abuse behaviors. Now, that said, I do want to be clear here. The ones with medical marijuana, with their own state-authorized card, were tenfold more likely to say they were hooked on marijuana compared to those who used their friends, who were only fourfold more likely. So I do want to be clear that medical marijuana users as a group are more likely to say they're hooked. And it truly is the ones with the state authorized card that are the ones that are more likely to say they're hooked. It is the ones that are using their friend's marijuana that use, that have many, many more substance
different
behaviors.
Right.
Right.
So the ones that are, just excuse me to clarify. So the ones that have a prescription for marijuana and their state card, they feel like they need it. Well, I mean, doesn't that also make a little bit of sense? Because if you think about it, why are teens getting this? Are they taking chemotherapy? Are they in chronic pain? Do they have a condition where they really need it? It's the idea of people that are in chronic pain, even in pain centers, they do get hooked on their pain medication.
They do get hooked, indeed. Or let me offer another alternative to you, and that is that these are youth who are using marijuana. They're in states with medical marijuana, and their parents are worried about them using it illegally, and they allow them to get a card. And that's
really?
Another narrative. So we don't really know whether they were hooked before they start medical marijuana or whether they become hooked when they're using it. This study was unable to document that. It was not designed to. We hope to have studies that can document it, but we don't have those data.
Huh. But now, to clarify, so these teens, they were hooked on medical marijuana, but that's all they were doing. They weren't trying. It wasn't a gateway to other drugs. They were just using their marijuana all the time, and they felt that they needed it.
Right. This study wasn't designed to show whether it was a gateway drug. We don't know which drug they began first. That is, they could have begun alcohol or pills first and then started medical marijuana. All we know is the association, and that is that these teens who use medical marijuana, whether their own or somebody else's, are at far greater odds of also using all sorts of other drugs.
But these were the teens that didn't have the card, you're saying. So the ones that did have the card that were 10 times more likely to say they were addicted, they were mostly just using the marijuana, using other things
too?
They
were also using they were also using other drugs, just not to the same extent as the ones that were using diverted marijuana or using their friend's medical marijuana.
Hmm. Well,
so,
I mean,
I would end by saying that most medical marijuana users that are using marijuana regularly, they have all sorts of other substance use behaviors. All of them do. But the ones that have the most behaviors are the ones that are using their friend's medical marijuana.
And do you think, and we don't have probably that much time to totally get into it, but I mean, does it have to do with the adolescent brain and, you know, the use of drugs and dependency in an adolescent brain? I mean, I'm floored that you said some parents are going to the lengths to get their kids' cards so that they don't go on the street. I mean, that could be a whole nother show, a whole nother segment.
Yes. Right. And we also know that some of the youth get their medical marijuana that is not their own from their parents who have medical marijuana.
Oh, great.
So it's complicated. And many get from their friends. Some get from their parents and family members. And it speaks to the fact that our national and state policies regarding medical marijuana are confusing. They're contradictory. They allow for these kinds of things that I just described. And they really do not serve our country's public health needs at all. Nor, frankly, are they addressing substance use among the adolescents. They don't help us address that problem either.
Well, so then, you know, what is the answer? I mean, throwing people in jail for marijuana use clearly hasn't helped either. And so I understand, and like I said, this could be a whole nother segment.
Yeah, right. It could.
There's a fine line for the use of it, but it's maybe studies like this that the feds will soon be using to say, see, this is why we shouldn't even have decriminalization.
They might, or what I think would be even more exciting is if they took marijuana out of Schedule 1 and they developed a really coherent drug policy related to marijuana that is federal that allows us to control it better. And the adolescents that I work with and I study them, they tell me marijuana is easier to get than alcohol and cigarettes.
Mm.
And that means we have a failed policy.
Yeah, well, I agree. And it could be a whole nother segment. I want to thank my guest. This is the Dr. Lee Vanocur Show. It's Health from the Outside In on Radio MD. Stay tuned into your health.